Pritzker signs Illinois' 0.2% crypto trading tax into law. Governor J.B. Pritzker has signed the Digital Asset Privilege Tax into law, making Illinois the first U.S. state to put a direct tax on crypto trading on the books, CoinDesk reported on June 17, 2026. The 0.2% levy on covered digital asset transactions had cleared the legislature on June 2 as part of the state's roughly $56 billion fiscal 2027 budget, but its fate stayed open while industry groups and Chicago trading firms pressed the governor to strike it. The signature closes that question. The timing lands against a soft market. Bitcoin traded near $64,186, down about 2.4% on the day, as of June 17, 2026, and sentiment gauges still read fear at 23. Because the tax is charged on the value of the asset moved rather than a flat per trade fee, the bill scales with price. The same volume of activity costs more when the market climbs and less when it falls. The veto request that went nowhere, the Digital Chamber and the Illinois Blockchain Association had called the measure substantively unsound, procedurally deficient, and economically destructive, and asked Pritzker to remove it. Don Wilson, founder of the Chicago trading firm DRW, warned it threatens Illinois' standing as a base for crypto and traditional trading shops. Chicago hosts some of the largest market makers and derivatives venues in the country, and a tax that hits storage and transfers, not just trades, gives those firms a concrete reason to route activity through other states. None of that moved the outcome. Pritzker signed the broader budget package with the crypto provision intact, leaving the industry's objections on the record, but without effect. The next fight, if there is one, shifts from the governor's desk to either the courts or the next legislative session. A levy that reaches custody, not just trades. The law charges 0.2% of the value of a digital asset involved in an exchange, transfer, storage, or custodial service. From January 1, 2027, it applies to any digital asset broker with a place of business in Illinois. And the statute draws that category widely. Exchanges, trading firms, custody and wallet providers that hold customer assets, and firms that move digital assets between accounts. The threshold pulls in any broker with at least $100,000 in annual digital asset business receipts. State budget documents project about $60 million a year from the tax. It is one line in a spending plan carrying more than $800 million in new revenue measures, with fresh taxes also hitting social media companies, fantasy sports operators, prediction market betting, and digital advertising. Crypto was bundled into a much larger revenue grab, part of why the industry argued it drew little scrutiny on the way through a 1,024-page bill. Felony exposure raises the compliance stakes. The penalty structure separates this from a routine tax line. Brokers must register with the state before facilitating covered transactions. An unregistered broker faces a Class 3 felony, carrying 2 to 5 years in prison, and fines up to $25,000. Criminal liability for a compliance lapse is rare in tax law, and it sharpens the risk for any firm unsure whether it counts as a broker. The definition is broad enough that custody services, transfer agents, and wallet operators holding customer funds could all land inside it, which leaves little room for a firm to assume it is exempt. The registration scramble is likely to start well before the 2027 effective date, the line that matters for everyday spenders. The detail that touches ordinary users sits in the word storing. By taxing storage and custodial services, the Act reaches firms that hold balances for customers, including the custodial setups behind many crypto debit products. An account at a custodial provider with an Illinois footprint sits in a different position than a wallet where the user holds the keys and no broker takes custody. That boundary is exactly the question. The broad broker definition leaves open until the state issues guidance. For now, nothing changes at the checkout. The tax falls on brokers, not directly on cardholders, and it does not take effect until 2027. Broker costs tend to migrate toward customers over time through fees or spreads. So how Illinois-based firms respond, whether they absorb the 0.2%, pass it along, push activity out of state, or sue, will shape the real impact. Crypto users in the United States, and especially those watching Illinois, set a precedent other states could copy, now have a signed law to plan around rather than a pending bill.